stood out in the air. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The day of accountability for mankind is getting closer and closer, yet they are heedless and are turning away from the admonition. They listen with ridicule to each fresh warning that comes to them from their Rabb and remain engaged in the sports. Their hearts are preoccupied with worldly affairs. These wrongdoers say to each other in private, "Is this man not a human being like yourselves? Would you follow witchcraft with your eyes open?" Tell them, "My Rabb has knowledge of every word which is spoken in the heavens and the earth, and he hears all and knows all." Rather, some of them say, "This Quran is jumble of dreams." Others say, "He has made it all up." And yet others say, "He is a poet. Let him bring to us a sign as did the former Rasuls." The fact, however, is that even though we showed signs to prior people, not a single nation before them, which we destroyed, ever believed. Will they believe? The Rasuls we sent before you, O Muhammad, were also human, to whom we sent revelation. If you, O objectors, do not know this, then ask the people of the reminder. We did not give them bodies which could survive without food, nor were they immortal. Then we fulfilled our promise with them. We saved them and those whom we pleased and destroyed the transgressors. Now, O people, we have sent down to you a book which deals with the matters concerning yourselves. Why don't you understand? How many nations have we destroyed because of their iniquities and replaced them by other nations? When they felt that our punishment was coming, they took to their heels and fled. They were told, "Do not run away. Return to your luxuries of life and to your homes so that you may be asked questions." They replied, "Woe to us. Indeed, we were wrongdoers." They kept on repeating that statement till we mowed them down, leaving no spark of life in them. Our creation of the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them is not a game. Had we meant to make it a playground, we would have done it by ourselves, without giving you discretion to do right or wrong. Had we ever done so? Nay, we give falsehood a violent blow with the truth to knock it out, and behold, falsehood vanishes away. Woe be to you for all the false gods you have invented. To him belongs all that exists in the heavens and in the earth, and the angels who are in his very presence are not too proud to serve him, nor do they feel wearied of his service. They glorify him night and day and do not pause. Have the earthly deities that they have taken for worship the power to raise the dead? If there were other gods in the heavens or in the earth besides Allah, both the heavens and the earth would have been in a state of disorder. Glory be to Allah, the Lord of the throne. Absolutely free is he from the falsehood that they attribute to him. He is accountable to none about what he does, but they are accountable to him. Even then have they taken other deities for worship besides him. Ask them, "Show us your proof." Here is the reminder for the people of my time, and it also contains the reminder of those before me. But most of them have no knowledge of reality, and that is why they have turned away. The fact is that to every Rasul whom we sent before you, we revealed the same message. There is no God but me, so worship me alone. In spite of receiving that message, they still say, "The Beneficent has offspring. Glory be to him. The angels are but his honored servants." They do not precede him in speaking, and they act according to his commandment. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they do not intercede except for one whom he approves, and for fear of him they tremble. If any of them were to say, "I am also a deity besides him," we would send him to hell. Thus shall we reward the wrongdoers. Have not the unbelievers ever considered that the skies and the earth were once one mass? Then we split them asunder, and we have created every living thing from water. Will they still not believe? And we have planted mountains on earth, lest it should tilt to one side with them, and we left between them open passages so that they may find the right direction. And we have made the sky a safe canopy, yet they are heedless to those signs. He is the one who has created the night and the day, and the sun and the moon, all move swiftly in an orbit of their own. O Muhammad, we have not granted immortality to any human before you, so if you are to die, will these unbelievers live forever? Every soul is bound to have the taste of death. We are putting all of you to a test by passing you through good and bad conditions, and finally you shall return to us. When the unbelievers see you, they do not take you but for one to be scoffed at, saying, "Is this the one who talks against your gods?" And they themselves deny the mention of the compassionate. Man is a creature of haste. Soon I will show you my signs, therefore you need not be impatient. They ask, "When will this promise be fulfilled if you are telling the truth?" They would not have asked this question if only the unbelievers knew the day when they will be able to protect neither their faces from the fire of hell, nor their backs, nor will they be helped. Nay, it will come to them all of a sudden and overpower them so abruptly that they shall neither be able to avert it, nor shall they get any respite. As for their scoffing, the Rasuls before you were also scoffed at, but their scoffers were hemmed in by the very thing at which they used to scoff. Ask them, who is there to protect you by night and by day from the wrath of the compassionate? Yet they turn away from the admonition of their Rabb. Do they have such gods who can defend them against us? Their gods can neither help them, nor can they protect themselves from us. The fact is that we gave the good things of this life to them and their forefathers until they got used to these things because of their prolonged lives. Can they not see how we gradually reduce the land which was in their control and curtail it from all sides? Do they still expect to be victorious against us? Tell them, I am warning you on the authority of revelation, but the deaf choose not to listen to the call when they are warned. Yet even if a breath from the wrath of your Rabb was to touch them, they will certainly say, "Woe to us, no doubt we were wrongdoers." On the day of judgment, we shall set up scales of justice so that no one will be dealt with unjustly in any way. Even if someone has an act as small as a grain of a mustard seed, we will bring it to account, and sufficient are we to settle the accounts. Certainly we granted to Musa and Harun the criterion of right and wrong, a light and a reminder for those righteous people who fear their Rabb though they have not seen him and dread the day of judgment. And now we have revealed this blessed reminder. Will you then deny it? Even before that we blessed Ibrahim with rectitude, for we knew him well. Remember that occasion when Ibrahim asked his father and his people, "What are these images to which you are so devoted?" They replied, "We found our forefathers worshipping them." He said, "Then certainly both you and your forefathers have been in manifest error." They asked, "Have you brought us the truth, or are you one of the triflers?" He replied, "Nay, your Rabb is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. It is he who has created them, and I am of those who bear witness to this. By Allah, I will certainly plan against your idols when you turn and go away." So he broke them all in pieces except the biggest of them, so that they might turn to it. Some asked, "Who has done this to our gods? He must surely be a wicked person." Others replied, "We heard a youth called Ibrahim talking about them." They said, "Then bring him here before the eyes of the people, so that they may witness how severely he is punished." When Ibrahim came, they asked him, "Ibrahim, are you the one who has done this to our gods?" He replied, "Surely someone has done it, the chief of them, that is. Ask them if they can speak." Thereupon they turned to search their own consciences and said to themselves, "Surely you yourselves are the wrongdoers." Confounded as they were, lowering their heads, they said, "You know fully well that they cannot speak." At this, Ibrahim said, "Do you then worship those deities instead of Allah who can neither benefit nor harm you? Shame on you and those deities you worship besides Allah. Have you no sense at all? They cried, burn him alive and avenge your God if you want to take action. When they threw him in the fire, we commanded, O fire, be cool and comfortable to Ibrahim. They sought to harm him, but we made them the big losers. We delivered him and his nephew Lut and directed them to the land which we have blessed for all the people of the world. We gave him a son, Isaac, and then a grandson, Yaqub, and we made each of them a righteous man. We made them leaders who guided other people to our command, and we sent them revelations to do good deeds, establish salah, and pay zakah. To us alone did they serve. To Lut we gave wisdom and knowledge, and we delivered him from the town which practiced abominations. Surely its inhabitants were very wicked transgressors. And we admitted him to our mercy, for he was of the righteous people. Before them, Nuh prayed to us. We accepted his prayer and delivered him and his family from the great calamity. We helped him against those people who denied our revelations. Surely they were an evil people, so we drowned them all in the great flood. We also bestowed favors upon Dawood and Suleiman. When the two were judging a case regarding the field into which the sheep of certain people had strayed by night, and we were watching them to arrive at judgment. At that time, we gave Suleiman insight to arrive at the right decision. Although we had given wisdom and knowledge to both of them, we caused the mountains and the birds to celebrate our praises with Dawood. It was we who made this happen. We taught him the armorer's craft so that they might protect you in your wars. Yet, are you ever grateful? We made the raging winds subservient to Suleiman, pursuing its course by his command to the land which we had blessed, and we have knowledge of everything. And we had subjected to him many of the shaitans who dived for him into the sea and performed other duties besides this, and we were the one who had control over them for him. Similarly, we blessed Ayub when he prayed to his Rabb, saying, I am badly afflicted with disease, but of all those who show mercy, you are the most merciful. We accepted his prayer and relieved his affliction, and restored not only his family, but also many more with them as a favor from us, so that it may serve as a reminder to our worshippers. Likewise, we blessed Ismail, Idris, and Zulkifl, for all of them practiced patience. We admitted them to our mercy, for they were of the righteous people. We blessed Zunun when he departed in anger, thinking we would not take him to task for this. But later he prayed to us from the depths of darkness, there is no God but you. Glory be to you. Indeed, I was the one who committed wrong. We accepted his prayer and delivered him from distress. Thus do we deliver the believers. We also blessed Zachariah when he prayed to his Rabb, O my Rabb, do not let me remain childless even though you are the best of inheritors. We accepted his prayer and gave him Yahya, curing his wife for him to bear a child. They were ever quick in emulating good deeds and called on us with hope, fear, and submission. And we blessed the woman who guarded her chastity. We breathed into her of our spirit, and we made her and her son a sign for the whole world. Verily this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your only Rabb. Therefore worship me alone. But the people have divided their religion into sects between them. To us they shall all return. Whoever shall do good deeds, provided he is a believer, his endeavor will not be rejected. We are recording it all for him. It is not possible that a nation which we have destroyed may rise again. Until when the Gog and the Magog will be let loose, and they will swiftly swarm from every height. And the time of fulfillment for the true promise will draw near. Then behold, the eyes of the unbelievers will fixedly stare in horror. Oh, woe to us! We were indeed heedless of this warning. Nay, we were wrongdoers. Surely you and your deities that you worship besides Allah shall be the fuel of hell. Therein you shall all enter. If those deities would have been true gods, they would not have gotten there. But there they shall abide forever. In there, sobbing will be their lot, and they will not be able to hear anything else. Certainly those for whom the good reward from us has preceded them will be kept far away from it. They shall not hear even its slightest sound, and they shall dwell forever in the midst of whatever their souls desire. The time of great terror will not grieve them, and the angels will receive them with greetings, "This is your day that you were promised." On that day we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll of writings. Just as we originated the first creation, so shall we produce it again. That is our promise, and we will fulfill it. We wrote this in the Zabor after the reminder that as for the land, my righteous servants shall inherit it. Surely in this is great news for those who worship us. O Muhammad, we have not sent you but as a blessing for all the worlds. Tell them, it has been revealed to me that your God is one God. Will you then become Muslims? If they give no heed, tell them, I have warned you all alike in complete fairness. Now I do not know whether what you are threatened with is near or far. It is he who knows your spoken words and hidden thoughts. I do not know whether this delay is a trial for you or you are being given respite for an appointed time. Finally, the prophet said, O Rabb, pass your judgment with fairness, and O people, our Rabb is most compassionate whose help we seek against the blasphemies you utter. Surat Al-Hajj. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb. The catastrophic quaking of the hour of doom will be terrible indeed. On that day, you shall see that every nursing mother will forget her nursing babe, and every pregnant female will miscarry, and you will see people as if they are intoxicated, though they will not be drunk. Such will be the horror of Allah's chastisement. Yet there are some among people who in their ignorance argue about Allah and follow every rebellious devil. Though they are doomed to seduce whoever takes them as their friend and lead them to the punishment of burning fire. O mankind, if you doubt that there is life after death, remember that we first created you from dust, then from a sperm, then from a leech-like mass, then from a morsel of flesh partly formed and partly unformed. So that we may manifest to you our power, we cause to remain in the womb whom we wish for an appointed term, and then we bring you forth as infants. Then we nourish you so that you may reach your age of full strength. There are some of you who die young, and some who live on to their abject old age, when all that they once knew, they know no more. You sometimes see the land dry and barren, but no sooner do we pour down rain upon it, then it begins to stir and swell, putting forth every kind of beautiful growth in pairs. This is because Allah is the reality. It is he who gives life to the dead, and it is he who has power over everything. And this is a proof that the hour of doom is sure to come. There is no doubt about it, and that Allah will raise up those who are in the grave. Yet there are others among people who wrangle about Allah, though they neither have knowledge, nor guidance, nor an enlightening book, twisting things around in order to lead others astray from the path of Allah. For such persons there is disgrace in this life, and on the day of judgment we shall make them taste the punishment of burning fire, saying, "This is what you prepared and sent forth with your own hands. Rest assured that Allah is not unjust to his worshippers." There are some people who worship Allah standing on the verge of faith. When such a person is blessed with good fortune, he is content. But if he encounters a trial, he turns back headlong, thus losing both this world and the hereafter, which is a clear-cut loss. Then, instead of Allah, he starts calling those deities who can neither harm nor help him. Now that is going too far off in deviation from the right way. He is calling upon those who are more likely to harm than help. What an evil master, and what an evil friend he chooses for help. As for those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Surely Allah does what he wants. If anyone thinks that Allah will not help his Rasul in this world and in the hereafter, let him stretch out a rope to the sky if he can, and cut a hole to peep through and see for himself whether his device can avert that which irritates him. Thus have we revealed this Quran in clear verses, and verily Allah gives guidance to whom he wants. Surely as for those who are true believers, the Jews, the Sabaeans, the Christians, the Magians, and the ones who commit shirk, Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection, for Allah is a witness over everything. Do you not see how all who dwell in the heavens and the earth bow down in worship to Allah, including the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the animals, and a large number of people, even a large number of those deserving the punishment? He who is humbled by Allah has none who can raise him to honor. Surely Allah does what he pleases. These are the two adversaries who dispute with each other about their Rabb. As for the disbelievers, garments of fire will be cut out for them. Boiling water will be poured over their heads, which will not only melt their skins, but also the inner parts of their bellies. And there will be maces of iron to lash them. Whenever in their anguish they try to escape therefrom, they will be forced back therein, and will be told, "Taste the punishment of conflagration." As for those who have faith and do good deeds, Allah will certainly admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow. They shall be decked with pearls and bracelets of gold, and their garments will be of silk. This is because during their life on earth, they were guided to accept the pure words of Allah, and they were shown the way of the all-praiseworthy. As for those who are unbelievers and debar others from the way of Allah and from the Masjid al-Haram, to which we have assigned all mankind with equal rights, whether they are natives or foreigners, and whoever intends to deviate from righteousness to wrongdoing in its vicinity, we will make him taste a painful punishment. Remember, we identified the site of the sacred house to Ibrahim, saying, "Worship none besides me. Sanctify my house for those worshippers who make tawaf and stand in prayer, bow and prostrate themselves, and make a proclamation of Hajj to mankind. They will come to you on foot and on lean camels from every distant quarter, so that they may witness the benefits which are made available here for them, and pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle which we have provided as food for them on the appointed days, then eat meat themselves and feed the indigent and needy. Then they should accomplish their needful acts of shaving or cutting their hair and taking a bath, fulfill their vows, and go for Tawafi Ziyara to the ancient house. This was the object for which the Kaaba was built, and whoever honors the sacred rites of Allah, it is good for him in the sight of his Rabb. The meat of cattle is lawful to you, except what has already been mentioned to you. Therefore shun the abomination of idols, and shun all false statements. Dedicate yourselves to Allah, and do not commit shirk with him. For anyone who commits shirk, it is as though he had fallen from the sky, that his body is either snatched away by birds or carried away by the wind to some far-off place. So it is, and he who respects the symbols of Allah surely shows the piety of his heart. You may benefit from the cattle dedicated for sacrifice until the time of their slaughter, then their place of sacrifice is near the ancient house. For every nation, we prescribed a way of sacrifice, so that they may pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle which he has given them for food. But the object is one and the same, to remember that your God is one God, so submit yourselves to him as a Muslim. And, O Prophet, give good news to the humble, whose hearts tremble at the mention of Allah, who endure adversity with patience, who establish salah and spend in charity out of what we have given them. We have included the sacrificial camels among the symbols of Allah, for there is much good for you in them. Therefore pronounce the name of Allah over them while standing, and when they fall down on their sides after slaughter, when their movement completely stops, then eat of their meat, feed the contented and the beggars. Thus we have subjected these animals to you, so that you may be grateful. It is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah. It is your piety that reaches him. Thus he has subjected these animals to you, so that you may glorify Allah for giving you guidance. And, O Prophet, give good news to those who do good to others. Surely Allah wards off evil from those who are true believers. For certainly Allah does not love anyone who is treacherous, ungrateful. Permission to fight back is hereby granted to the believers against whom war is waged, and because they are oppressed, certainly Allah has power to grant them victory. Those who have been unjustly expelled from their homes only because they said, "Our Lord is Allah," had not Allah repelled some people by the might of others, the monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which Allah's praise is daily celebrated would have been utterly demolished. Allah will certainly help those who help His cause. Most surely Allah is mighty, powerful. These are the people who, if we establish them in the land, will establish Salah and pay Zakah, enjoin justice and forbid evil. The final decision of all affairs is in the hands of Allah. If they deny you, O Muhammad, remember that before them the people of Nuh, Ad and Thamud, the people of Ibrahim and Lut, as well as the residents of Madian, had denied their prophets. Likewise, Musa was also denied. Initially, I gave respite to all those unbelievers, and then I seized them. See how terrible was my disapproval. How many townships teeming with wrongdoings have we utterly destroyed? Today they lie with their roofs fallen in, their wells abandoned, and their lofty castles deserted. Have they not traveled through the land? Have they no hearts to learn wisdom or ears to hear the truth? Certainly it is not their eyes which are blind, but it is the hearts in their breast which are blind. These people ask you to hasten the threatened punishment. Well, Allah will never go back on His promise. In fact, a day of your Rabb is equal to 1,000 years of your calculation. There have been many townships teeming with wrongdoings to whom at first I gave respite, and at the end I smote them. Towards me is the destination of all. O Muhammad, tell them, O mankind, I am merely a plain warner to you. Those who accept the true faith and do good deeds shall be forgiven and provided honorable sustenance. But those who strive against our revelations shall be inmates of flaming fire. Never have we sent a Rasul or a prophet before you, O Muhammad, with whose wishes Shaitan did not tamper. But Allah abrogates the interjections of Shaitan and confirms His own revelations, for Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. He makes Shaitan's interjections a temptation for those whose hearts suffer from the disease of hypocrisy and whose hearts are hardened. That's why the wrongdoers are in such extreme dissension, so that those who are endowed with knowledge may realize that this is the truth from their Rabb, and thus believe in it and humble their hearts towards Him, and surely Allah will guide the believers to the straight way. As for the unbelievers, they will never cease to doubt the revelation until the hour of doom overtakes them suddenly, or there comes to them the punishment of the day of disaster. On that day, the kingdom will be that of Allah's. He will judge between them, so those who have embraced the true faith and done good deeds shall enter the gardens of delight. But the unbelievers who have denied our revelations shall receive a disgraceful punishment. As for those who migrated for the sake of Allah and afterwards were killed or died, Allah will make a generous provision for them. Certainly Allah is the one who is the best provider. He will admit them to a place with which they shall be well pleased, for Allah is all-knowing, most lenient. Thus shall it be, he that retaliates equal to the infliction he received, and then is wronged again, will most certainly be helped by Allah. Surely Allah is the one who is the all-forbearing, most forgiving. That is because it is Allah who causes the night to pass into the day, and the day into the night. Allah is indeed all-hearing, most observing. Do you not see that Allah has subdued to you all that is in the earth, and the ships that sail through the sea by His command? He is withholding the sky in such a way that it cannot fall down on the earth without His permission. Surely Allah is very kind and merciful to mankind. He is the one who has given you life, will cause you to die, and then will bring you back to life again. Yet man is indeed very ungrateful. To every nation we have prescribed the rites of worship which they observe, Therefore let them not dispute with you concerning this matter. Keep calling them to the way of your Rabb, for most surely you are rightly guided. If they argue with you, say Allah knows best all that you do. Allah will judge between you on the day of resurrection concerning the matters in which you differ. Do you not know that Allah is aware of all that is in the heavens and the earth? Certainly all this is recorded in a book, and it is easy for Allah to do so. Yet they worship besides Allah those deities for which he has revealed no sanction, nor they themselves have any knowledge about them. Certainly the wrongdoers shall have no helper. When our revelations are recited to them with all their clarity, you can notice a denial on the faces of the unbelievers. They can barely restrain themselves from assaulting those who recite our revelations. Say to them, shall I tell you something which is far worse than that? It is the fire of hell, which Allah has promised to those who reject the truth. What an evil abode it will be. O mankind, here is an example for your understanding, so listen to it carefully. Those deities whom you call besides Allah cannot create a single fly, even if they all combine their forces. Rather, if a fly snatches away anything from them, they cannot even get it back. How feeble-minded are the suppliants, and how powerless are those whom they supplicate. They do not render to Allah the homage due to him. In fact, Allah is the one who is all-powerful, almighty. Allah chooses his messengers from among the angels and from among the human beings. For surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and to Allah shall all matters return for decision. O believers, bow down, prostrate yourselves, worship your Rabb, and do good deeds so that you may attain salvation. Strive in the way of Allah as you ought to strive, with sincerity and discipline. He has chosen you and has not laid upon you any hardship in the observance of your faith, the faith of your father Ibrahim. He named you Muslims, before in prior scriptures and in this, so that his Rasul may testify against you, and you yourselves may testify against the rest of mankind. Therefore establish Salah, pay zakat, and hold fast to Allah, who is your protector. So what an excellent protector, and what a splendid supporter.